highways have become continuous bands of suburban development. You could go from Maine to Florida on Interstate 95 and never see open countryside. It's become a continuous city. And the density of population in those areas is extremely low. It's not economic to build railroads, or even bus lines are uneconomic in those vast areas of sprawl because population density is so low. The only efficient way to travel is by individual automobile.
The suburbs wouldn't exist if it weren't for cheap oil. The U.S. is a car culture. The automobile industry started in the U.S. And really, the automobile industry got its start here because we were looking for ways to use that cheap oil. The U.S. was awash in oil in the early 20th century. In the 1930s, they were discovering the stuff so fast that oil in Texas was cheaper than drinking water by the carload. The car companies quickly became the engine driving U.S. industry and economic growth. The result of this is that we have created this new system of habitation where people live miles and miles from where they work and from where they get their food and all of their other necessities, based on the idea that they can and they must hop in their car at any moment and travel miles and miles. And the only way that works is on the basis of cheap energy.